You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. PDC World Darts Championship on In Play Radio. Email us your tips on the arras to inplayradio@williamhill.co.uk or tweet us at Will Hill In Play.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Darts Podcast. Alex Dunn here, just knitting this podcast together, if you like. We've got clips from everybody coming up in just a couple of moments. What an evening, of course, at the Ali Pali. We saw wins for Gary Anderson and Dave Chisnell, among others, and plenty of good stuff coming up this evening as well. Without further ado, I'll hand over to Dan Dawson, who's got a nice little recap of last night's action.
The Flying Scotsman lost the first set to Northern Ireland's Daryl Gurney, and he had to survive darts in the next two, but he did dig deep to make it through to the last 16. Twice he went seven darts into the nine darter, scowling at missed treble 19s, but he managed to get the job done to keep alive his hopes of back-to-back William Hill World Championship titles. There were more stress-free victories for Dave Chisnell and Jamie Cavan, Chizzy hitting 12 180s in a 4-1 win over Christian Kist. Now it's down to world number one Michael van Gerwen to respond. He takes on Darren Webster today.
Thanks to Dan. Now, he mentioned, of course, Gary Anderson, who, didn't have the easiest of times, did he, in getting through to the next round? But get through he did, and we can hear from him now.
The worst thing I've done was hit the 2180s to start off with, because I could not stop shaking after that. You know, about the second set, I'm still shaking, you know, we're having a shot at it, but I don't know why. I think it's like a first round again. You know, I've had a good few days off. Coming back, it's like starting again. I mean, now I've squeezed through, I've got a couple of days and I'm back on, so it starts to roll now.
We know you can play phenomenally, but to retain this William Hill World Championship title, Gary, it's quite good to have a bit of luck along the way, isn't it?
Well, like Bristow says, you've got to have a bit of luck. He must have been a really lucky man in his earlier days, didn't he? Yeah. As he says, you always need a bit of luck. So, like I said, it doesn't matter how well you play, you can turn up and play fantastic and get beat. You know, it's one of these games. You can be sitting on 109 average and get beat by a boy with a 91 average. You know, it's one of these games. But no, it's weird. I mean, I was kind of landing below the treble again by quite a distance, and when I go below, it's a struggle.
Twice in that game, you went seven darts into the perfect nine darter. You've had one hit against you on this stage at the William Hill World Championship. What would it mean to you actually pull off a perfect leg here?
Like I say, it's nice to hit them, but it's only one leg. You know, maybe to hit a nine darter to win the tournament or to win a match, then yeah, that would be big luck, you know. But it's nice to hit them. It would have been nice to hit them, but like I say, it's only one leg. And usually, if you hit the nine darter, you're going to lose. You know, I think Adrian Lewis is the only one to hit one against me and going to win.
Going to have a little bit of time off, not as much as after the first round now. What do you do in terms of preparation for it? Because we don't know who you're facing just yet.
Yeah, it's going to be either Vincent or Kyle. You know, I mean, two players playing well, Vincent's playing well. Kyle, you know, I've got a lot of time for Kyle. I call him Cuz. He's got a good surname, you know. So us Anderson boys are all right. But no, I mean, it's going to be a cracking game between them. And like I say, I've got two, three days at the hotel and I'm only going to have to spend it on the practice board.
So Gary Anderson through to the next round, and joining him, as we mentioned earlier, is Dave Chisnell. He got through against Christian Kist, and he's been talking to our friends at Tungsten Tales about how he did it and what he's going to be doing next.
Congratulations, Dave. You looked in control of that match. How do you rate that performance?
Yeah, I rated it quite high. Just a few missed doubles. That's all I was wrong with. Couple of slack darts, but you're going to get that on the trebles and that, because you can't hit 180s on 145 every time you go up there. But I'm happy the way I played really, really solid.
You managed to hit 12 180s, 12 140s and 42% on doubles. That's impressive. Is that something you've been working on during Christmas?
I didn't even take my darts home for Christmas, so I left them at Rogers, so I can't say I practiced it out over the Christmas period after my first game. So I just enjoy Christmas with my little girl. I'm Michaela, my girlfriend. There's a pit we had to come down yesterday, but it's worked for us. I'm happy.
You with 102 average, the highest of the tournament so far, you must be feeling confident.
Yeah, I've been feeling confident all year. I've had some silly results, but back in the year for me is normally the worst. I don't know why that is, but players championships, I never get past first round, and I've done that, got to quarters, and this a year ago I got to the second round and got beat, but that's my own fault. But this year I'm practicing a little bit, not much, but it's working for me, so I'm going to carry on what I'm doing.
Have you changed the routine or anything? Or
no routine. When I practice, I just do the same routine. I don't practice with anybody, because where I live, they don't give me much things to do. It's boring, so I can beat them all, but I like practicing because of my mates. But I just want to practice on my own. I can play better practice on my own.
And next round, Peter White or one of hybrids?
It doesn't matter. He's a dart player, and I want to beat him. And that's what I probably will do if I play like I did today.
So that just about wraps up the action from last night. Looking ahead to this evening's action, though, there's some cracking contests coming up. Why don't we hear from Rod Harrington? He knows his arrows. Let's see what he makes of the action at the Ali Pally on Sunday.
It's Sunday and it's day 9 at the William Hill World Darts Championships here at Ali Pally, and what a lineup we've got. It's a double session, loads of darts to be played. First up, Michael Smith takes on Steve Beaton. Michael Smith, the massive odds on. The only value I can see is Michael Smith to win the match, most 180s and highest checkout. But it could be a tough game against Steve Beaton. Second match up is two young Europeans, Dimitri Vandenberg against Van der Pass. Both players playing really well, but I've got to go with Van der Pass. But over 24 and a half legs looks the best bet here. Last game of the afternoon session, Vincent van der Voort takes on the Australian Carl Anderson. There's another game that's going to be close, so I'm over 24 and a half legs on this one. Sunday night starts here at the William Hill World Darts Championships with the 5-time world champion Raymond van Barneveld taking on Stephen Bunting, a former BDO world champion. I think it's going to be Barney that wins this, but Bunting will get at least two sets. Well, the machine, James Wade, takes on the warrior, Wes Newton, in the next game. And the way James Wade is playing, you can't see him losing this match. Can't see a lot of value, I have to say, but the William Hill treble. Wade to win, most 180s, and the highest checkout. Well, the world number one finishes off this Sunday. He plays Darren Webster, and Michael Van Gerwen is on fire. After that close call, I think he's a tighter favourite. But not a lot of value, but the Will Hill treble for me. Van Gerwen to win, most 180s, and the highest checkout. Got to get on it. Don't forget to do the 9 data. Now it's the best of 7 sets and moving up, it's going to happen. You want to follow my tips? At Will Hill Bet.
Some interesting picks from Rod there. Make sure you tune in to William Hill's In Play Radio this afternoon and evening for all of the action from the Alexandra Palace. If you're tweeting about it, make sure you put hashtag WHDarts in there. And most of all, if you're having a bet, enjoy the action. Best of luck to you, and we'll be back at the same time tomorrow. Best luck with your bets at the Ali Pally this evening, and continue to enjoy the William Hill World Championships.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.